Alright. Settle in, you lovely collection of misfits, romantics, and people too drunk to leave. This one's about the time I accidentally got engaged to a half-elf named Brewy Annale after putting up a wanted poster for a beer. No, not a bounty poster, not a job flyer, a wanted poster for a beer. And I was thirsty, so I found some paper and, I wrote wanted, drew a picture of a bottle, and wrote beer. And made it look just like the wanted posters that they have hanging around the alleys and all that. And figured get a beer. I was a little short on coins, so that's what I did. Anyway, it's a wanted poster. You get it. Anyway, it's a picture of a mug, or the mug, bottle, whatever, of beer, and I was trying to make it look like the Ulfgar Ale, but I couldn't do that. But anyway, it was a good-looking poster, okay? And it's a desperately seeking company, and an amber called Ulfgar Ale, and willing. anyway, next thing I know, a guard tells me to knock it off, and he says, "Look, I'll buy you a beer if you just stop hanging those things up." Anyway, he offers to buy me one, and if I stop scaring the locals, I wasn't scaring anybody really. I was just walking around, hanging up these flyers. God knows what I wrote them on, but anyway, he's a nice guy, big armor, quiet stare. Anyway, I didn't know it at the time, but turns out that was General Methus himself. Yes, General Methus of the Ivory Order. Swear on my ring finger. Anyway, knock on unknown material. Now, let's continue, right? Here's the kicker. About 15 minutes later, in walks Brewy and Ale. Gorgeous, confident, smells like wood smoke and secrets. Says, "Heard you were looking for something to drink. Thought I might bring myself instead." Oh, she says it in that sweet, tender voice. Oh, how beautiful. Anyway. I thought, well, after a few drinks with her, why the hell don't we just get married? I've got a place on the eastern side in the slums. Let's do it. She said, okay. I've cruised over to the 12th Hand Wares. Yes, the pawn shop. Got a ring, and for dramatic effect, she said her favorite food is lizard on a stick. Okay? So, I got the ring and put it on the stick with the lizard. And at that time, I took an arrow to the knee in front of the door. She was staying at my slum, and I said, "Hey." And she wouldn't look down. I was like, "Look down at the," she saw the lizard on the stick, And she grabbed it, and I was like, "Hey, and at that time, I proposed or whatever." And she's like, okay. Now, anyway, went inside. We did her thing. But here's the thing, though. She wouldn't give the damn ring back. She agreed to get engaged and all this other kind of stuff. Went running off to the yards and didn't give me my ring. So either I'm engaged where I pulled the greatest romantic bluff of the century. Either way, I'm keeping her name. And I drank that beer, too. It's good. Well, anyway, this is the half-truths and whole drinks. And never let the truth ruin a good story.